It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Here's a follow-up to a conversation we had a couple of months back looking at our personal data and privacy and the DOGE effort at the federal government.
I talked then to Chad Johnson, assistant professor and principal faculty member for cybersecurity programs at UW-Stevens Point. He's director of the Digital Forensics Lab there. There have been a lot of new developments since we had that conversation, including a court ruling giving DOGE more access to Social Security data and a private company contract to merge lots of government information. Chad Johnson told me he was already worried about the handling of our personal data. These latest developments have him even more concerned.
The consolidation and aggregation of that data presents an even larger risk for potential abuse within the United States. And it seems like Palantir, a company that was founded in the early 2000s, just after 9/11 and the Patriot Act and everything, is now positioned to take advantage of the data that's been consolidated into a system of potential surveillance on the U.S. public.
Can you talk about the kinds of data, if all these different sources within the federal government are merged together, how much could be cross-referenced and known about people for the purposes of surveillance?
Well, I mean, it is everything. Up until this point, all of the information from the various different government bureaucracies have more or less been in a silo, and that was by design. They didn't want to put all of their eggs in one basket or give any one department too much insight into the workings of another as a way of sort of diversifying away the risk that consolidating that data might represent. But we are at a point now where it seems as if we're bumping into those Chesterton fences and no longer recall exactly why they were siloed to begin with. But consider that, for example, the U.S. Census Bureau contains relatively benign information, directory information, your name, your address, and a few other little bits of information. But if we were to consolidate that with perhaps information that has been gathered for scientific purposes from various GPS satellites, along with the IRS, along with immigration, along with, you know, whatever other system that you like, the more data you consolidate, the more you're able to contribute to the process known as disambiguation. And what that means is that if you have a large data set, you can process it to essentially find the details of one individual to the exclusion of all other individuals within that population, meaning essentially you can discover just about anything about a person's life, their comings, their goings, where they work, the amount they donate to charity, their immigration status, whether or not they've gotten fines recently. It really doesn't end.
If a government, an administration was willing to use the mechanisms of government to target individual people for advanced surveillance or worse, what do you see as the potential impact of this, the potential damage?
Sure. Well, to be clear, as I mentioned, Palantir has been around since the early 2000s. They are part of what allowed the U.S. to conduct the war on terror in the fashion that it did, because they were doing this already. They developed systems that would help the U.S. military and other agencies to narrow down sources, to disambiguate to a single individual and find their location. And there have been many allegations about this being used already or misused already. So we don't have to guess what the possibilities are here. What we're looking at now is an unprecedented expansion in the capabilities of those programs to include not just the data streams that we previously had from the U.S. intelligence community, possibly the armed forces, or maybe a couple of other direct sources, but now from every system in the U.S. government.
The worries about misuse by the government may seem obvious. Is there anything that says, hey, Palantir or other companies involved with people, with staff in the DOGE system couldn't also access this vast amount of data for whatever they would want to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the problem that we have here. We already have former members of Palantir, the company, that have left, that have gotten together to protest the way that the Palantir systems are being used by immigration forces now. But yes, we have also had previous instances recently where there have been targeted harassment against certain ethnic or religious groups. And I was asked at the time by some of those individuals how this was even possible. Well, this is exactly how it's possible. it's easy with enough information to disambiguate that population and target only people of certain ethnicities or certain genders or people who take certain medication even. And just imagine the power that presents to anyone that could make use of that information for really any purpose. I mean, the idea is that Palantir and the U.S. government are going to use it for national security purposes and to make our nation safer. But it could be leveraged by anyone for any reason. Technology is amoral, and this is just a technology. It's entirely in how it's wielded. And right now, we're basically just trusting them to use it correctly.
If a member of Congress came to you, Chad, and said, hey, I'm worried about this, what guardrails should we try to put into law to protect the privacy and security of American citizens? Where would you say they should start?
Well, there's a lot of ways we could improve on the situation because we're basically starting from zero. But from a governance perspective, we absolutely need to have regulations in place here and to establish an explicit right to privacy in the United States, similar to what they did with GDPR in the EU. We cannot simply go on without it. It's already gone on too long already.
Chad, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's Chad Johnson, Assistant Professor of Computing and New Media Technologies, Director of the Digital Forensics Lab, and Principal Faculty Member of the Undergraduate and Graduate Cybersecurity Programs at UW-Stevens Point. He joined us for a follow-up to a conversation we had about DOGE and personal data from a couple months back.